From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The University of Georgia Extension is partnering with local entities to provide a public education campaign informed by the CDC and Department of Public Health to promote the safety of the COVID-19 vaccine and to help lay the groundwork for residents to willingly take the vaccine. The groups have compiled resources on a publicly available website and encourage all members of Georgia's ag community to share them. Go to cdc.gov and search mRNA vaccine basics. The USDA estimates China will import 24 million metric tons of corn from all over the world this year, with some forecasting it could even exceed 30 million. To put that into perspective, China has only imported about 75 million metric tons of corn total over the last 60 years. For the last 6 years, according to AgWeb.com, of the 50 million metric tons of corn the U.S. exports on average each year, only 2 million were sent to China. U.S. beef exports to sub-Saharan Africa set a new record in 2020, reaching nearly 27,000 metric tons and valued at $23.4 million. Most of these shipments were beef variety meats, including items such as beef livers, kidneys, and hearts. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Matt Copeland says while South Africa is now the second largest export destination behind Egypt, the environment is favorable for further growth in this category. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.